You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. Voting isn't just about going to the polls on election day anymore. Options like early voting, mail-in voting, and ballot drop boxes are available to more voters and growing in popularity. How to Vote, a tool created by Democracy Works, breaks down the options your state offers for casting a ballot, empowering you to decide when and where to vote. Democracy Works is committed to helping you vote no matter what, and their tool, How to Vote, does just that. So decide when and where you'll vote this year at howto.vote. Welcome back to another episode. Today I'm going to talk about what we can learn when life gets a little rough. So I came across this quote by Deepak Chopra that I'd like to share with you. Every event in life can be causing only one of two things. Either it's good for you, or it's bringing up what you need to look at in order to create good for you. No one wants to go through transitions, but we all will. Things must change because we're growing, evolving beings who are here now to learn what lessons we need to reach our full potential. So it may not all be fun and games, but if we wish, we can learn important lessons that will serve us well as we move through tough changes. What is really important? When things are status quo, we believe the big external things in life are what matter. What kind of car we drive, what our job title is, and how much money we have in the bank are all that seem to matter during our normal daily lives. But when tragedy strikes and we lose something of true value, it helps us to reassess what's really important in life. We shift our thinking and start spending time with those people and doing those things that really make us happy. That fear doesn't need to hold you back. Often we feel we have too much to lose to take a big risk and change something that we desire to be different. But when it all falls apart, no matter how we try to keep it together, our greatest fears come true. We see that we really have much less to lose than we thought, and that being delightfully happy is worth the risk. We can stop letting fear hold us back and take the plunge into what we've always really wanted. Letting go of stuff is freeing. We tend to hang on to stuff like it's a life raft, and can be material things, people, or situations deep down we know is no longer making us happy, but we're scared to let it go. When life forces our hand and we lose what we thought we couldn't live without, we can finally feel free. Free from holding on so tightly that we focus all of our energy on holding on instead of reevaluating if we really want it in the first place. And remember, you don't have to be perfect. We spend so much energy trying to be perfect every day of our lives. And sometimes we beat ourselves up over the tiniest little flaw or mistake. And all of this struggling is exhausting. And ultimately, the best we can do is pretend that everything is perfect in our world. Because we're never going to get to a stage where everything is perfect. Share your experiences with others whom you trust. You will start to see their masks come down. You will hear how imperfect their lives are, yet you will see that they're still happy. Stay safe and be well.